The children are learning to kill by the television. They are learning disrespect for their parents. They laugh at you when you are not watching. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news today.
This program is dedicated to help you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here is your moderator, Gary Wolshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, verses 26 and 27, and chapter 16, verses 1 through 4. Quote, "At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, 'When the Advocate is come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me. And you also bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for anyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do, because they have not known the Father nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you.'" Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lucan at Bayside, New York, from 1970 to 1994. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of great events that are to happen in the near future. She came to prepare us and save us if we will only listen and follow her instructions. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on March 18, 1989. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
Our Lady is looking all about her, and she's smiling. Now the ball is coming closer down to the tree areas, and now there is a cascading of light up to the sky, and these lights now are turning from a blue to a pink. And I know that signifies that Jesus will be coming through to join Our Lady this evening. Now the lights are becoming dimmer and the sky is opening up, and I can see Jesus now. He's coming forward. He has on a beautiful burgundy cape, and he has sandal-like slippers. They're made of a skin, an animal skin. Now, Our Lady and the ball are moving farther over our heads. And Our Lady now is motioning with her hand to Jesus, and he's joining her on her left side, our right side. Now, Jesus is nodding to Our Lady, and Our Lady now is placing her first finger to her lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I have a most desperate message for you tonight, one which will affect most of the world. But I say now, as your mother of light, that there is great darkness upon the world, and as this has been allowed to continue, regardless of all the messages from heaven through various seers throughout the world, from the beginning of time, you constantly ignored our counsel to you, and now the fruits of your evil ways have come to pass. Already you have been found wanting of all the graces necessary to prevent what I am to tell you will happen now in the near future. My child, as I told you this morning, there will be a great earthquake in the area of New York. When I give you the dates, you will not venture from the island, or you too will be caught up in the chaos. There will be much flooding of the highways, so do not try to make your way forth into the areas. Your son, in his work, my child, shall escape the carnage. There will be great fear in the hearts of men, but it will be too late to do anything about this, for the Eternal Father has waited many years. My counsel to the world and my son's word to you have gone throughout the world now for over 19 years. Now that may seem a long time to you, my children, but 19 years in heaven is as a day. We do not sleep in heaven. We must go forth now to plead with our children upon earth to forsake their evil ways. They now are being guided by Satan throughout the world. This cannot be accepted by heaven. There is only one thing that you can do with an errant child when they do not listen, and that is to shake them up, my child. I realize this is not something for jest. It is but a reality that is coming upon mankind. Another area that shall be shaken will be California, my child. There is a great slit in the earth that is widening. This is not generally being given to you in your news tabloids. They are trying to lull you to complacency. We have given you the road away from these disasters, and that road is only guided by prayers, penance, and atonement. We have asked you to pray for sinners, for you who have been given the grace to come upon these sacred grounds. You must go forward and try to save your brothers and sisters. I say brothers and sisters, my child and my children, because you are all brothers and sisters as you were created by the Eternal Father. Due to man's humility in the beginning, except my child for the sin of Adam and Eve, the world was not in such great chaos. Life was far simpler as man goes forward and tries to seek all of the earth's paradise by way of fortunes and gold and silver. They have sold their souls to get to the head. My child and my children, you must listen well as I say this also unto you. Latin America shall be a hotbed of fighting, and the United States shall be the prime candidate to enter and have their sons slaughtered upon the lands there. I beg you, as your mother, to listen to me. You must not go into Latin America. That is what the plan from Russia is, for you to enter into Latin America.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Look at the weather we're having, the floods, the hurricanes, tornadoes. The idea of emergency preparedness is spreading rapidly among those who are waking up to the reality of today's chaotic weather climate. This is why the book, Making the Best of Basics, was written, With over 350,000 copies of earlier editions sold, it has long been a standard of food storage and family preparedness. It includes worksheets to determine which items and how much to store for your family. Making the Best of Basics has been revised, greatly expanded, and updated. It has almost 100 additional pages of charts, tables, and recipes. It is the most comprehensive single volume ever compiled on home food storage. Most important of all, it has 80 yellow pages listing of suppliers for preparedness products in the United States and Canada. Peace of mind follows preparation. Let Making the Best of Basics do what it has already done for more than a generation, making preparation both possible and manageable, and giving your loved ones a measure of security in an uncertain world. I urge each and every listener to prepare now. Not when it's convenient, but to do so now. Don't delay any longer. Get your spiritual relationship right with God and prepare for emergencies and natural disasters. Store water, food, blankets, blessed candles, and other supplies for emergencies. Making the Best of Basics is a one book of a kind, and it's available for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order today from These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call 616-698-6448. Get this book first and get going now. It's better to be ready 6 months too early than one day too late. The book, Making the Best of Basics, for $20 plus $4.50 shipping and handling. Order it today. We ask everyone to pray that the miraculous spring will erupt at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York, and Our Lady will appear over the old church building as she has promised. Also, we ask you to pray that we will have many generous supporters to help keep Our Lady of the Roses prophecies on this radio station. These Last Days Ministries is on the internet at www.tldm.org. We have much information, the miraculous pictures, Our Lady's messages, this radio program. Tell your family and friends about it. Write this address down and share it with a relative or friend. It's www.tldm.org. On May 20th, 1978, our Lord said, quote, "My children, I caution you once more to watch carefully the lives and recreation procedures of your children. The infernal machine, your television, must be monitored in your homes, if you must have them. My mother has suggested for your welfare, not forcibly, but in obedience, that you remove these infernal machines. However, as parents, you will monitor them for your children. And woe to the parents that neglect this duty, for many parents shall be slain by the young," unquote. And now we again return to the Bayside prophecies given on March 18, 1989. We continue at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
"And Jesus now is coming through the light. Oh, he has on his burgundy cape. And he's very patient while we were at the infirm circle. He's smiling. He said that was quite funny. Now Jesus is placing his first finger to his lips. My child and my children, there is one thing I wish to bring to you this evening. That is the word of Russia. You do not understand the great threat she is to the world. I say she because we have nothing else that's exemplative of explaining the necessity to convert Russia. Now, my mother in the past hath told you through countless earth years of visits upon earth how to do this. I repeat from my mother her words to the world some time ago, and I believe, my child, you have been a voice box before and a means for heaven to transport this message to the world. That is, that the Holy Father in Rome, in unison with all other bishops of the world, must consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of my mother. You do not understand, my children. Already, Russia has plans to take over Sweden. I know this shocks you, my child, but it is the truth. Russia now plans to take over Sweden, and they are surveilling the place constantly. You will tell this to the world as an example that if they could do that to Sweden, it can happen anywhere, my child. Yes, we tell you this because we have great hopes that they will not be successful. Now, my children, I speak to the mothers of the world. You must make a firm effort to be a righteous mother and a godly mother, following the rules from heaven. For eventually, every one of you will come over the veil, and you must make an accounting for your actions upon earth. We find that you are all lacking at this time, because as parents, you have been caught up in the wheel of misfortune for your children. They are being ignored, and also their religious upbringing is nil. My parents of the world, I say unto you, as your God, this will not be tolerated much longer. For if you parents will not raise your children in the light, you will raise them in darkness, and they will eventually rise up and even kill you. There are many satanic institutions throughout the world now that are waiting for your children. Are you going to allow them to fall into their hands because you are too busy elsewhere to watch your children? Are you turning them over to the satanic tube, the television? Yes, my children, they are learning to kill by the television. They are learning disrespect for the parents. They laugh at you when you are not watching. That, my children of the world, parents, your children are to be lost. Now I see a picture forming in the sky. It shows a terrible scene on a television. It shows a young child butchering a cat. The child watching this goes to the kitchen, takes out a large bread knife, and, oh my God, he's plunging it into the back of his mother. Now the scene is becoming very dark. I don't see anything else. It's ghastly. That, my child, is what is happening now throughout the world. The children are taken over by Satan through this instrument of Satan. Much good could be gained if many will monitor their television sets, for their children's minds are being seduced by Satan. I repeat again, your own children will rise up against you and destroy your household. Murders are abounding. And also, I say at this time, my children, I will not tolerate much longer the infamous actions of some of my representatives upon earth. Yes, my child and my children, much has happened that has saddened the hearts of all in heaven. We watch and we ask you to pray for your brethren, to pray for your priests upon earth, for they too are human and are susceptible to attacks from Satan.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on March 18, 1989. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close personal friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Oh, Gary, it's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners once again. Now, my first testimony says, to Our Lady of the Roses, I wanted to send you this letter to thank you for all the prayers for my daughter. A friend of my mother's gave her some rose petals from Our Lady of the Roses Shrine. I put one in my daughter's pillowcase and one under her mattress. The third I kept with me. My then 3-year-old daughter has been diagnosed with acute leukemia. Following 2.5 years of chemotherapy and lots of prayers, by now my 5.5-year-old daughter is in complete remission. Her last checkup showed a normal blood count. Both my mother and I, her friend, are very devoted followers and believers in the power of Our Lady of the Roses. I have always loved roses, but now they will always have a deeper meaning to me. My daughter is now in kindergarten. I can't thank God and Our Lady enough. I can be like other mothers, so excited about my child's first year in school. I wish I could find words to describe how I feel. God bless and thank you all. Then that is signed. Now I have another party here from New York. To Our Lady of the Roses, this is my testimony. In June, I attended the Vigil of Prayer. This is in June of 1992. I attended the Vigil of Prayer at Our Lady of the Roses Shrine, Flushing Meadow Park. Among a large group of pilgrims, I was kneeling on the grass praying the rosary. Around 8 p.m., time of the arrival of Jesus and Mary, a noise in the back, probably a truck, made me turn my head. At that moment, I looked at the sun, and a wonderful phenomenon happened right in front of my own eyes. Look at the sun, I said. The sun was spinning, rotating in place around itself with a clear circle of light around it. Its color changed from a bright, clear light to a bright, delightful blue. Then, still spinning, changed to an amazing pink color and turned after to a beautiful orange color that spread through the sky. I felt so amazed. A great joy filled my heart. Everybody near me was up on their feet looking at the phenomenon. I heard some people saying, it's a miracle. I was happy that I was not the only one who saw it. It was the month of June, around 8 p.m. at sunset. I could easily look at the sun without hurting my eyes until it disappeared behind some tall trees in the background. This lasted about 5 or 8 minutes. A feeling of immense joy, amazement, peace, and humility filled my heart. I was so happy. I just saw with my own eyes the dance of the sun like at Fatima. And it was not an effect of my imagination, since a lot of people experienced it also. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Blessed Mother Mary. And that is fine. I might also say that I myself witnessed this heavenly manifestations many times. It was a great privilege. Now, my next testimony here is from Arizona to Our Lady of the Roses. I'm writing you this letter because of the greatest miracle I have from Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses. My daughter was in a big motorcycle accident. The girlfriend took her for a ride, and her girlfriend lost control. They were thrown on the pavement on the road. My daughter was hurt very badly. She lost all her right side, part of her head, part of her brain. It was such a terrible nightmare. She was in a coma for 3 weeks. All her head was crushed. Her face and her eyes were all purple. Her legs were swollen, and her arms were scraped. But on the second day that I went to see her, I started to put Our Lady of the Roses rose petal all over her and pray to Our Lady of the Roses. On the fourth day, they were going to do her face to repair her a broken nose and to repair her left side of her face. When the doctor went to do surgery, he came out in 1 hour, which the surgery was going to take 4 hours. I asked him, what was wrong? He said nothing, that her face was already healing and that all he had to do was remove tissues from her eyes. Please print this story because I feel Our Lady wants me to let the world know about this miracle, and still I am seeing more miracles with my daughter. She started to talk 3 weeks ago, and she instantly started to walk every day. And to all of our surprise, my daughter has not lost her memory. She seems to know everything. She talks to us like any normal human being. My child is a big miracle. If only more people would believe in Our Lady of the Roses and Jesus, that there is a very loving God. The doctor told us that my child was not going to live and that her brain was going to die within a week. Thanks to Jesus and our Blessed Lady for this wonderful miracle. And that is sign, and that's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. In closing, I urgently ask for your prayers and your financial support to help us continue Our Lady of the Roses messages on this station. If you have received a blessing from this program, please pray and ask Our Lady to inspire you as to the amount of the gift. Thank you in advance. And thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. Thank you.